Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of November 14th, 2011. Encrypted news, shaky video of waves on Canada's Lake Okanagan is apparently thought to be video of the famous cousin of the Loch Ness Monster, known as Ogopogo. The video doesn't show a creature of any sort, just water and some waves, but many believe this is the legendary creature in action. The videographer stated he felt the video showed something, that something that the media immediately connected to Ogopogo and others to the more famous Loch Ness Monster. Well, sorry for sounding extremely skeptical of this, but there's nothing in the video but water, which I'm pretty sure is known to exist in lakes and oceans around the world. In UFO news, a video from a New Orleans Saints game on October 23rd that showed supposed UFOs in the sky when coming back from a commercial break has officially been solved. It has been confirmed by the videographer that this was in fact time-lapse photography. Despite many people claiming this was impossible and the flying rods were UFOs, well, the reality is a lot less exciting than many had hoped. NBC cameraman R.D. Willis shot the scenes of the St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans for about an hour and 10 minutes to come up with a 30-second spot. Watching a better version, better than videotaping a television screen, one can actually see the minute hand on the clock jumping quickly, as well as people and cars zipping by in the background, just as I had mentioned after the story broke. The White House has responded to the parapetitions into the knowledge of extraterrestrials, as well as information of communication being withheld from the public. Quote, "The U.S. government has no evidence that any life exists outside our planet, or that any extraterrestrial presence has contacted or engaged any member of the human race," unquote. Phil Larson from the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy reported on the whitehouse.gov website. Quote, "In addition, there is no credible information to suggest that any evidence is being hidden from the public's eye," unquote. Do you think this will be a sufficient answer to those who feel there's a cover-up at hand? Probably not. In ghost news, Benjamin Radford, a former guest of the Grandark Conspiracy, is stirring the pot once again. Radford, a skeptic who writes many articles unveiling the unscientific approaches held by a majority of paranormal investigators, discusses the popular thought that since energy cannot be created nor destroyed, it can only go from one form to another, which to many ghost hunters means that, simply, ghosts exist. The first law of thermodynamics has been quoted on hundreds of ghost hunting group websites over the years, despite any real understanding that this does not explain ghosts at all. Interestingly, I wrote a similar article on the same subject earlier this year. In other news, a story I have not covered in the past is continuing to gain more speed and evidence, and is so odd that I feel it needs to be discussed, well, although it's not exactly paranormal. Well, who knows? Officials in British Columbia have found the 12th severed foot since 2007. 8 feet have appeared along the British Columbia shores. The 8 feet discovered were found to belong to 6 different people. And the feet discovered were all wearing shoes. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Shark Radio Network. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.